Grow My Cleaning Company teaches owners of cleaning companies just like you how to grow your company, make more money, and finally take charge of your financial future and your life. This podcast is about automating and creating systems that give you time and money freedom so you can grow like crazy without losing control. Since this is totally free, if you're getting tons of value, want to support us and make sure that you get more of the good stuff, subscribe, rate, and review to this podcast today. Now, on to the show. Hey, Cleaning Nation, I am here today with Luke Embry. Luke launched the Clean Right Crew January 1st of 2021. If you're listening to recording, we are recording this February 2nd, 2021. So we've got a brand new little baby company, super exciting. I know there's a lot of you in that stage, Cleaning Nation, so I'm super excited. He launched in Lexington, Kentucky, not only as a man with a mission to make money, which is okay, by the way, but to make the world a better place, which is better than okay, in my humble opinion. The Clean Right Crew, and that sounds easy to say, but holy heck, maybe it's because I'm drunk and it's only 11 in the morning, but not drunk, by the way. The Clean Right Crew also partners with Kentucky Refugee Ministries to employ men and women who have come to the U.S. as refugees. Love that. Luke, what did I miss in the introduction? Fill in any lies I told.
No, man, you hit it pretty well. That's a good summary right there, and I'm sure we'll unpack that a little bit as we go on.
Yeah. So before, as we jump in, before we get to like the big coaching, give us a little, how about this? How about a fun fact about Luke personally?
Anything? Fun fact about me personally. I got a lot of fun facts. But we'll just start off kind of a softball here. I'm a minister. I'm a pastor. And that's actually what inspired me to plant or to start a cleaning company. I'm interested in helping other people begin churches in other cities. And I wanted to give them a reliable source of income that could be delegated easily so that they can do good in the cities where they live without having to worry about, you know, things like paying the bills, paying for the kids' shoes, things like that.
Shoes. Who needs shoes? Barefoot. Let's go. Come on. Toughen up, kids. I talk big, but I would not do well barefoot. So are you currently a minister and doing this in your part-time, or are you doing this in ministry in your part-time? Or tell us how you got from man preaching the word of God, I'm assuming, to man with mop or with hopes of a mop. Talk to me.
Yeah. No, it's a cool story. And so I planted a church. That's the kind of vernacular. That's what we talk about in the church world. We planted a church 3 years ago. And I've been full-time pastor for 3 years, but we wanted to create a model of ministry that really engages people. And so the more the people engaged, the more I was able to delegate responsibility. And now I'm able to kind of oversee the whole operation part-time, which frees me up to pursue something different. And I see these things as very much related. One complements the other. And so I'm going full-time on developing this business while continuing to oversee the church on a part-time basis.
You know, it's crazy. I have literally talked to hundreds of owners of cleaning companies one-on-one like this and heard literally hundreds of kind of origin stories. Sure. And every time I'm like that, this one will be a repeat of one I've heard 100 times. Luke Embry comes out of the woodwork and has brand new, never heard of it. I love how different people have different goals, right? It's not always make all the money in the world or do this. And again, nothing wrong with making money, but I just love there's a bunch of different stuff. All right. That is quite possibly one of the best origin stories. Certainly top 10. I don't know what else to tell you. All right. Big question you've got for, and now there's a lot of pressure. I was just going to, you know, jerk around before, but now I'm like, holy crap, we're trying to fund a church and a movement and help other people. Now I gotta be on my A game. All right. So throw me a softball question that I could do good at or do well at, and hopefully really bring you Cleaning Nation and all the people you work with in the future some value.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Well, like you said, we started in January. We currently have a contract with a bank. That was kind of our very first contract. We've kind of grown into that, felt that out, and we're doing really well there. We're really happy about the work there, and we're wanting to grow into other banks. We're trying to make that kind of our niche market. And so I have been given a lead for a bank here in the Lexington area that has several branches. I understand that they're not happy with their cleaners that they have right now. And I've been crunching numbers, but I would love maybe your take on how best to bid that out, make that offer appealing to them, and hopefully be able to get an audience and quote them for their bank, for their branches.
Beautiful. I love that because that's at the heart of a lot of what people, where people are at right now. So I heard a couple things. One, and just to clarify, so I make sure I'm coaching you on where you're at, not when I thought I heard you say at the beginning, I thought I heard you say you had a bank, they were interested in quote. And then I heard, get their attention or get their interest. All right. Where are we in the stage? Do they know you? Have they asked you to bid? What's going on?
They have not asked me to bid. This is a lead that a friend of mine gave me.
Got it. Okay. So I want to be super clear with everybody. So do you have an introduction or just a lead? Cause a lead is just like, hey, here's a bank that is open periodically. That's not, I don't know if I call it a lead so much as a business that exists in your city.
I would say it's that one. Yeah. So, I mean, I could probably drum up an introduction. I think that'd be helpful, but currently I don't have that on the, I don't have that planned.
Okay, cool. And again, none of this is right answer, wrong answer. Yeah. Just the clearer we are on the question. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. The clearer we can be on the answer. So let me give an answer for all of Cleaning Nation that Luke may or may not be looking for, and then I'll specifically respond to that. When I was newer, which was always until this very second, I've been newer, as Luke, as has everyone been. My favorite line, I forget the comedian, but he said, you know, people are like, hey, Luke, check this out. It's a picture of me when I was younger. And Luke would be like, every picture of you is a picture of you when you're younger, man. Like, that's all that exists. So when I was younger and newer, which is every, again, moment up until this one, I had that similar mindset of I will one by one go find people and chase them. And I will answer that question, but sure. Holy crap, is that a lot of work? What I found works a lot better is to get the right bait and have them chase me. I don't want to say stumbled onto, but you mentioned a really good first step to that almost everybody misses, which is we want to look at banks and niche them. The problem we have when we try to get them to come to us is we're not clear on who we want, right? So it'd be like if I was trying to date and I just went out my front door and screamed, hello, women of the world, please come here if you want to date. You know, there are obviously infants that wouldn't be good dating partners. There would be family members, also not good dating partners. The elderly, perhaps, people already married, people, the vast majority of I would scream at are not the right person to scream at. So then I would come back inside and go, I tried to attract them, but it did not work. So then I will go. And again, dating, it's okay, by the way, to find the one beautiful girl or boy or whoever you're into and chase, since we're looking just for the one. But when it comes to marketing, that's not really what we're looking for. Although if you've got 20 or 30 beautiful inside and out women, men that you would are attracted to, and you get to choose one and they're all coming to you, still better positioning. Still not a bad, I'm not saying you can do it one by one, but in marketing, you definitely want to do that. So the first thing I would do, and I promise I'm going to get to your specific question, but it's such a hard way to go. I'm like, let me give you the easy way first. And then we can do the hard one. So perfect example. Luke was on our recent 2-day event, which I was going to say was awesome, but I'll let you say. What was your experience, Luke? I told him before, to be honest. So no, if it sucks, speak up.
So like I said, I'm a month old and I'm, new to this whole industry of cleaning, and the 2-day event was excellent. I mean, it really helped me. You pointed out I'm talking about niche right now. That's because I went to your 2-day event. So it's already given me practical stuff to start to work out in my own company.
Happy days. And we've got another, I don't think we've got another event coming up for a couple months, but again, this is the Beautiful Podcast. You'll be listening a year from now. So I will have Lindsay or whoever's doing this put up the link to the next event, and you can go to that link. And if there is an event coming up, that's where the info will be. I think it's growmycleaningcompany.com/event. I'm not sure, but I'll have Lindsay put it in the notes. Okay, enough of that nonsense. So the beauty of the event was when you can get 50 or 100 people in a room coming to you and then you make an offer, and we limited the amount of people we're going to take, it's much easier to get them to come to us and then us to help the ones that we want to help. Had I just gone to all 100 people that had signed up for the event and one by one went, hey, Luke, I'm great. You want to give me some money and we'll make you great? I could do that 100 times. And not only would I be able to serve less of the people I came up to, holy crap, the process would have been a lot more fun. I really enjoyed, Tracy and I were both there serving our tails off for a couple of days for a little subset of Cleaning Nation, and a bunch of people enrolled. It was great. It was zero work on our part and there was no pressure or anything. It was awesome. Had I called each one of those people out of the blue, cold called with no introduction, I don't know if we'd enrolled any of them, and it wouldn't have been fun. It would have been awful. So the moral of the story isn't, hey, Luke, go to an event. But the moral of the story is, hey, Luke, find a way to get them to come to you and serve them first for free. and then pick and choose the one that you like. So that's always going to be my answer. And I'm even going to give you a specific how to do that here. And then I'll tell you, no, Mike, I have to go one-on-one. I refuse to do anything that makes sense. I'll still answer that question, but I'll do it under protest. So if I woke up in Luke's shoes in Kentucky, Lexington, Kentucky, and I wanted to serve banks in my area, and I had a high calling, like it sounds like you are. I mean, all I'm doing is, you know, trying to help you guys and make a nickel here. But Luke's like, for real, like we're trying to change lives and employ people. And that's awesome. And I know a lot of part of the reason I love Cleaning Nation is a lot of you guys and gals are that, right? It's not as much about the money. It's more about the impact and the change. For those of you guys that listen to the podcast, you know, I sold my last couple of companies for 7 figures. So it's not about the money for either. It really is about Luke and his, you know, all of your guys' dreams. So what I would do if I woke up in your shoes, Luke, I would first and foremost find whatever association had already congregated those people. So I can almost guarantee there's some sort of lenders, bankers association that, God willing, has a branch in Lexington, Kentucky, right? And if not, maybe it's the Chamber of Commerce. Maybe it's the, I promise someone has already assembled all of the banks in your city or the main banks or credit unions or whatever. I would go there first, right? They've already done their job. Then I would just go to whoever the, and again, it could be even, so offline would be Chamber of Commerce, you know, meetings, stuff like that. Online would be Facebook groups or LinkedIn, you know, LinkedIn groups. We have a, you know, for those of you guys that aren't there yet, we've got like 10, 12,000 people in our Facebook group. It's literally tens of thousands of owners of cleaning companies. It's a great resource and it's free. So go sign up. And just like I said, so I own that group. So I can obviously influence that group, who gets in, what's said. If I want to fill an event, I can just do it. And I did that by giving a ton of value for free. You know, thank you, Facebook. Yeah. So I would find that group online or offline. And if for those of you out there in Cleaning Nation that are like, my people don't, I promise I have a group. If they don't have a group, it's a bad niche. If they're not already gathered, that's a red flag. And for residential, oh, I'm mom, you know, I'm people that own houses. Well, that's not a group. You want busy moms. And I promise busy moms, entrepreneurial moms get gather, mops, mothers of preschoolers gather. I promise moms gather. So all of you guys going, my people don't gather either. You got a bad niche or they gather, you just don't know it and you need to know it. I do that first and I just serve the crap out of that. So I'd go to that. Let's just say there's a Lenders of Kentucky Association. So there's some version of that, right? I would be on that board. I would be like, can we clean the up after the events for free? I would say, what can I do? How can I partner? Like whenever their doors are open, I'm going to be there. Cause it makes a big difference when you call, you know, like right now there's no introduction, right? Hey, my buddy Tom walked by your bank a week ago and said that you assume, you know, that's not a great introduction. Hey, Tom, I'm on the sponsorship chair. I'm the sponsorship chair this year of the Lenders of Kentucky. They wanted me to reach out to you and see if you want to get involved. See the difference? Completely different. You've got something to offer. And if you're like, there is no group, I swear there's no, then create your dang group. This is a podcast, right? So sure. If I try to sell Luke something, I'm sure we already did the event. I don't think he bought anything, so it didn't work, but that's okay. Enough did. If I was going to sell Luke something, is call and say, hey, Luke, I'm a coach of an owner. You know, I'm a coach and I'm amazing. Give me a bunch of money and I'll help you. Again, not fun for me and not probably super compelling for Luke. But if I called, and I did, actually I had Lindsay do it, I think, or email, I don't know how it happened. It all happens magically because I don't do that stuff. But I'm assuming one of the amazing people on our team, probably Lindsay, reached out to Luke because he was, so this works both ways, by the way. Luke was at the event. So funny, when he came on, I'm like, are you sure you're not a client? You seem really familiar. He's like, I was at the event and I was engaging. There was, you know, 50 to 100 people on at any given time. And Luke probably talked 12% of the people talking time. So guess what? We invited him to the podcast. So had Lindsay called or me even called and said, hey, Luke, I know you didn't buy at the thing, but you should really buy now. Maybe he would have been like, yeah, that's what I needed, Mike. But I'm guessing he would say, appreciate it. But whatever that was, didn't work. But however, when we call and say, hey, Luke, can I give you some more value? Can I give you some more coaching for free? His answer was yes, because he's here, right? Anyway, all that to say, this is a, I don't know how many of our podcast guests, our clients, and I should at the end of this go, hey, Luke, buy our crap. I won't, Luke, don't worry about it. If you want to buy our crap, you come to us. But I don't know. I'm guessing 20% of the ones that weren't already clients, maybe 30% became clients after the get, without me even asking. I should have a whole funnel that I followed up and I don't do that crap, but I should. And that would probably make it 50 or 60% of the guests. So you see how me calling going, hey, Luke, I'd like to highlight your your brand new business in Lexington, Kentucky on my worldwide platform. Yep. Luke didn't fight at all. I wasn't involved in that conversation. I'm assuming you're like, yeah, that'd be fun. It'd be great. Right. Right. So if I did, he's been to an event and I did this, I don't know what else. We probably will have other events. So I got a book. Maybe I'd send him a book. There's all sorts of things I can do to make Luke go, I really like Mike. And whether Luke buys or not is not the question. I've got 1,000 Lukes. It's all automated. We do 13 of these podcasts a month. We had almost 400 requests for appointments last month. So we have systems and processes to get you guys to come to us, and way more of you come to us than we could ever possibly take on. So we get to be super selective. So the non-answer to your short question is, don't go to one Luke and be like, hey, Luke, buy my crap. Create a community that you're the center of, or that you're at least an important part of if the community already goes, and love on them. Does that make sense?
Oh man, I'm totally tracking. So here's what I hear you saying. If I want to attract ducks, I go to the duck pond.
I talk for 20 minutes and say nothing. Luke, in 12 seconds, it's like, here's what you meant.
And if they won't hang out with me, I throw bread out, right? Like that. Yeah, I'm totally tracking with you. And I like the idea of finding those associations with banks and adding value to banks. And
bringing the banks bread.
Yeah, absolutely. I love that. Any ideas? So for example, let's talk about banks, like what might be value added to some bank personnel that
perhaps— Lunch and learn, baby. So here's a beautiful thing. And again, this is now I'll shamelessly promote our thing. This is what I tell our clients. Mm-hmm. Once they're in our program, they are almost universally better marketers than all of their clients, but all of their clients want clients. So I would tell them, and again, Luke, you can become a good marketer. That's a skill that we all want in all things. I was involved in a church plant and they invited me because they're like, I'll bet you could fill this place pretty quick. And I'm like, yes, I could. So it's a weird skill to have, you would think, in building a church, but it's important. Okay. So all that to say, hold on, back it up. I had like 4 things I want to say, and I need to focus in on the one. What you said are were specific ways you could give value to the banks, correct?
Correct.
Okay. So first of all, just understanding it's a duck farm, giving value to the duck farm owner first, making sure there's more ducks than there are you, right? Yeah. That's all the positioning that you want. When it comes to giving value, I would just ask them and give it to them. But if you want to become a good marketer, and you should, Cleaning Nation and Luke, you could do we're going to do every month we highlight a bank, right? Like, so A, you could start a podcast just for banks, right?
Yeah.
Pretty easy. You could not start a podcast in banks and just do a lunch and learn, a customer appreciation day for banks. Once a month, you go to a different bank and you get a bunch of people there and you put it on, and maybe you spend $300-$500 and lots of people come and you go, we just ask that you allow us to give you a bid if we do the customer appreciation day. And for our clients, we do a customer appreciation day every quarter. That would be a way. Lunch and learns are quick and easy ways. You get 10 bank owners together and go, hey, we're going to buy you all lunch. You find a most decent lunch places. If you spend $200-$300 on lunch, we'll give you a little private room in the back with like 8 to 15 spots. Spend $200 or $300 buying them all lunch. Just tell them there's going to be 10 of the best bankers in here. This is a nice safe spot where maybe you could talk, maybe you couldn't. Again, this is exactly what an association would do, but you don't have an association in your state. This is how you do it. Start a podcast, invite them to be on your podcast, start a YouTube, any sort of media, create a Facebook group, create a LinkedIn group, just be the hub. Or if there's already a hub, then make sure you give massive value to the hub. All right. That said, I do want to play fair pool, and I promised I would answer your one-on-one question. So I'll tell you what that would look like. The problem is it's going to be very similar to the group to one question. It's just, you're going to do the same amount, a similar amount of work, but you can't leverage it, right? Because you have to do it over and over. It'll start sounding like a lot of work. You're like, well, how can I scale that way? And I'm like, you can. That's why we do it the other way. But the process is always find out what their pain is, solve their pain to the best of your ability for free or for very little money, and then offer to, at each time, basically at each interaction they have with you, give them more value than they expected. So the events that we do, like, I don't know, we charge $100, $200, something like that. It's very, for a 2-day training, it's super, super cheap, right? If we limited that, we used to do the same thing for 2 days. I think I charged $3,000. We limited it to like 10 people, right? So high value, but because we have so many people, we can do it cheaper. And then we enroll some of those people want to be clients. So What we try and do is at each stage give more value. So when they first sign up for the event, we try and give more value in the even the follow-up process, the emails that like just make them feel loved. Before this one, I was too lazy. Before that, we send a gift. We spent half the money of the tickets back on the gifts just to make them feel loved. So you just want to give as a, but most people go in and go, I want your money. Tell me how I can have some money or bid, give you a offer to take your money. And people are like, I'm not interested in that. So you just come with a little offer that's really hard to say no to. Would you like to be on my podcast? Would you like to come to a free lunch with 10 other bankers where we can kind of talk shop about the industry in Kentucky? Would you like, if you give me your email address, here's the top 10 things that most banks don't know, or there's costing banks money, or that will get the bank manager fired, or whoever the decision maker is. I don't know his paying, but I'm guessing getting fired is probably up there, right? So, and then he gives your email address, which is a small cost. You give him a massive amount of value. He gives you an hour of his time for lunch. You blow him away at the best lunch he's had. He gives you the keys to his bank or allows you to invite people to come there. You put on a rock star event for him. You bring him into a Facebook group. He has an amazing experience where he gets to connect with other bank owners. Like, just there's a thousand ways you can do it. So what I do is I go into them and just say, hey, I'd be super, one of our core values is to be real. So I'd walk in and be like, hey Luke, my name is Mike. I started a cleaning company like 2 seconds ago. We have one bank. They love us. If you want to call them, they'll tell you we're the best. We want two banks. I'm so committed to blow you away. Why don't you let me strip and wax your floors, clean your carpets, do a free fogging disinfectant. And for Luke going, I don't have any of that equipment. Pay somebody. It's okay. You don't care. Okay. As long as they do a great job, right? You have to make sure the job's great. You'll screw it up. Or we'll, like most of the time you can do a free clean, but if it's a bank that already has a contract, what they probably do cleaning 5 days a week, it's going to be hard to be like, hey, tell your cleaner not to show up one day to save $100 that I'll do for, it's not really value, but a stripping and waxing, some sort of value. Can I give you value? And if you do a great job, can we have the opportunity to bid? Something like that. The only problem with banks are most of them have contracts. So that's why you almost have to do the thing I was telling you before, because if you go to that one guy and he goes, well, Luke, you could tap dance, bring me 100 new clients, but I have a contract and it's not up till, you know, March of 2023.
Yeah, right.
So if you're just having one-to-one conversation, you're kind of screwed. If you're having 1-to-100 conversation, well, now of those 100, 7 are probably like, oh my gosh, we need a contract right now. What's the luck of you did? So short answer, find out, be crystal clear on who you are. Find out what their pain is, find a way to solve it for them for free or for cheap, way over deliver at every step. And then just at the end go, hey, would you mind me giving you a bid? You know, like the podcast funnel that I would recommend is you start a bank podcast, invite them on your podcast. So for me, I'm doing the free coaching right now, but it's hard to clean for someone on a podcast. So you would go after the podcast, you'd be like, hey man, let us come do a free clean or carpet clean or strip and wax. What do you want for your place? I'll make it great. Only thing I ask is let us give you a bid. If we do a great job, no, you don't like the bid, don't take it. If you do like it, great. We'll do business. It's such an easy funnel. So just find the way to give value in each step. You ask for this much and you give this much. And then when you ask for a bid, you just make sure you blow them away with the bid. Cool. All right. We are way, way, way long on time. Let's hit a couple quick questions. What's one question I should have asked you and what's your answer? I'll make you do all the work, then we'll sign off.
One question you should have asked me and what's my answer? What am I excited about for 2021?
Beautiful. Hey, Luke, what are you excited about for 2021, buddy?
I am so glad you asked. I'm really excited about.
I'm really good at this. I had all this time. Yeah.
No, I'm just really excited about the people I'm getting to meet as I connect with these businesses, and also the folks from KRM, Kentucky Refugee Ministries. It's been a real pleasure to get to know them, to hear their stories. They're amazing people. And so for me, this whole business is as much about the people as anything else. I'm enjoying it.
See, I'm so glad that I asked and you answered that question, because I'll give you a little bonus question, little bonus coaching before we sign off.
You just to ask.
Yeah. The banks, by the way, spend tons of money on community outreach. So that could be an absolute way to give value, is to leverage that relationship between, hey, we're already doing this. I know they need support. Like, you know, would you like to be a sponsor? Banks are always looking. One of our neighbors does really well, and she travels the country just trying to give Wells Fargo's money away, because they've got so much money. They're trying to help people. So There's definitely a way to leverage that. All right, Cleaning Nation, hopefully you got tons and tons of value. If you're like, holy heck, I need this, I want more, where can I get more stuff? Go to growmycleaningcompany.com. Just like I told Luke, I am almost positive at growmycleaningcompany.com, there are absolutely zero things for sale. There are hundreds of podcasts, the Facebook group. Like I said, if we got an event coming up, you can go there. The best thing is probably start with a webinar right at the first thing. It's the best 40, 50 minutes of teaching that we've got. Totally free. It's exactly what we told Luke, right? We give lots and lots of value. You'll sign up, you can give us your email. We'll give you all the best stuff that we got. Some of you will go, holy crap, I want to give you money and you should help me more. And that will happen. For the rest of you, just enjoy growmycleaningcompany.com. Hopefully I'll get to meet you as the next Luke. Talk to you guys soon.
Thanks for tuning in to today's show. If you're fired up, ready to grow, and want to see if you have what it takes to work with us at Grow My Cleaning Company, here's what I want you to do right now. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. That's growmycleaningcompany.com/talk to book an appointment to speak with me personally. I'm going to jump on the phone with you to get you crystal clear on where you are now, where you want to be, and how to get you there. Don't walk around in the dark any longer. If you are serious about growing your cleaning company, it's time to finally get the systems in place that you need to grow. We've helped hundreds of owners of cleaning companies not only grow their business and their personal freedom, but give back to their community as well. If that's what you're looking for, head over to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk and book a time to talk with me personally. I can't wait to get to know you and your business.